The minister's department gave 150 million rands, about $11 million, to a company called Digital Vibes to do little more than organize his public appearances and media interviews, tasks that should have been performed by Mkhize's own communications team.
This is an insult to the majority of the poor people who are public healthcare users, who are always experiencing challenges in our healthcare facilities.
Andile Yawa leads activist health group, the Treatment Action Campaign. He says Mkhize must leave his post pending the outcome of an investigation by South Africa's Anti-Corruption Special Investigating Unit. It's probing whether the minister had anything to do with awarding contracts to Digital Vibes. The firm's led by two women he describes as his comrades in the ruling African National Congress: Tayira Matha, his former political strategist, and Nadira Mitha, who up until the beginning of the pandemic was his personal assistant.
Their close proximity to the minister, their history and the relationships with the minister is an eye-opener for us. Because of these revelations and the fact that the minister says he knows nothing about this, we feel that the minister needs to do an honorable thing, go to the president and say, "President, can you please excuse me as the Minister of Health until..."
Mkhize denies he's corrupt and says as soon as he realized money was flowing to the women, he appointed independent forensic experts to investigate. Not good enough, says the Democratic Alliance Party's health spokesperson, Siviwe Gwarube.
"What we are looking at here is a grand-scale, irregular contract which seemingly had political influence attached to it, because here are people who run and own this company who are attached to a political figure or who are close to a political figure who managed to get this contract and essentially gain public funds. So ultimately, it's in the interest of the investigation for the minister to not be in his position in order for this investigation to be done."
But not all opposition politicians agree, like Brett Herron, leader of the Good Party.
"Until such time as we have evidence that the minister was directly involved in the tender, I think calls for him to step down are premature and are not consistent with the rule of law."
Gwarube says it's great that Mkhize has taken action that's unprecedented for an ANC minister by acknowledging irregular spending by his department.
"I'm glad that the minister took what the Auditor General has said seriously and has cooperated with the investigation. But what cannot happen is a situation where the minister is both a player and a referee in this matter, where he's now also being investigated, but he's in the middle of it, but he's also coordinating whatever internal probe there is."
What bothers Yawa most is that the missing millions could have been used to improve the healthcare services so desperately needed during the pandemic.
"We need more nurses. We need adequate PPEs. We need nurses to be paid a living wage. Our clinics in our communities are in a state of mess. We don't have ambulances in our communities. People are queuing outside those clinics, as I'm talking to you now. Elderly people and sick are exposed to all these conditions of weather."
It's in this context, says Yawa, that a department headed by Mkhize gave millions of rands to friends. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.